Words on Water.
Hey everybody, this is Travis Loop, the host of Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation, and I am very excited for today's podcast because I'm joined by my friend Mark Jockers from Clean Water Services in Oregon. He is the Government and Public Affairs Manager, except we have a little special opening for today's podcast. Hopefully you guys heard that on there. Mark, cheers.
Cheers.
All right, first take a sip. All right. So let's tell folks what we're drinking here.
Well, what we're drinking today, Travis, is Pure Water Brew. So this is a beer that has been brewed with high purity water that was manufactured from effluent from our Durham Advanced Treatment facility in Tigard, Oregon.
Awesome. I actually have a pale ale here, John Anthony Pale Ale. What do you have?
And what I have here is a Saison by John Larson, and in the Oregon Brew Crew's Sustainable Water Challenge Pure Water Brew Competition in 2017, this is the beer that won the overall Best in Show.
Ah, okay. How does your guys' challenge work? What's the Brew Crew? And just tell us about what's going on.
Well, I think I've got to cast back a little bit.
Okay.
We have an advisory commission, like many utilities do, and we were kind of wrestling with issues related to reuse. We have a large reuse program, relatively speaking, in Oregon. And one of our advisory commission members, who was the founder of the Oregon Brewers Festival and one of the first craft brewers in the state of Oregon, said to us, if you really want to talk about water, you've got to make beer. And I thought that would be a really terrific idea. So, and his logic was, brewers, if we think we know a lot about water and the water industry, go talk to a brewer because they have the same passion for this. They have the same passion for the chemistry and the biology and the quality of this water. And he knew that high purity water that we could produce for brewers would be very, very popular.
Mm. That's awesome. And so you guys, you know, you produced this water and then you went out there and found some brewers in the area that were like, yeah, we'll make some beer out of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So we had a unique circumstance in Oregon. We have an express prohibition against direct potable reuse. So we had to go through a permit process with our regulator to allow us to produce some of this water, high purity water, four-step process, that we could provide on a limited edition for the manufacture of an alcoholic product for educational purposes, which seems quite odd. I mean, have some more education.
That's awesome. You can brew beer for teaching people.
Exactly. Yeah. And so as a result, what we had to do is, because of the regulatory hurdles, and we were the first ones to try this here in the U.S., we had to work with home brewers. Commercial brewers is going to require a whole nother set to do with health department and the Department of Agriculture and what the label says on the beer. But if you did it with home brewers, we could do that. So we approached something called the Oregon Brew Crew, which is the oldest and largest home brewing association in the United States. And they have a real sustainability bent in Portland. And they said, well, we'll try that. So the first year, we had 13 brewers that brewed 16 beers. These are in Cornelius kegs, 5-gallon kegs. Okay. And we took that beer to WEFTEC in New Orleans. The second year, we had 22 brewers.
Uh-huh.
Got more popular, less of a novelty and more of a, can I get that super high quality water? In the last 2 years, we've had more than 40 brewers. And in fact, in 2017, all the water was spoken for, all but the last two slots were spoken for within the first six hours of the competition.
How many gallons was that?
So each brewer is provided 10 gallons.
Okay.
The Cornelius keg is 5 gallons. It takes 10 gallons to make 5 gallons. They're doing a full mash process with their brewing, which requires extra water.
Mm-hmm.
But it's become very, very popular and very, very competitive with these brewers.
Yeah. This is awesome. So, I mean, I think what's exciting and why it's starting to, has been happening around the country is, you know, what, beer's about 90% water, roughly. And you've got technology now around the country where water facilities, you know, we like to, instead of calling them wastewater treatment plants, you know, we like to call them water resource recovery facilities. And this is a great example. They can produce this safe, high quality, purified water that brewers even like want, right? And so you see utilities like you guys and brewers and breweries working together. And this is all about education, right? Ultimately, it's about education. Beer brings people together. People like to talk with beer.
I like to say some of the best ideas have been hatched over a pint of beer.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is really about public awareness about the technology that's there, that water can be made to such a high quality level and it's safe. And like, look, this is kind of the future as pressure is increasing on our water resources. I mean, you guys get plenty of rain up there in Oregon, but, you know, as pressure increases on water resources, we've got to look for ways to reuse water. And, you know, eventually we're going to kind of see more of that direct reuse for drinking water.
And I think if there's an opportunity where you can, craft brewers in particular are innovators. Mm. They are people that are trying, they're craft brewers. That's why that name's there. So they're innovators. In Portland, Oregon, where I am, we have, I think, a little over 90 craft breweries within 50 miles of the city. It's Beervana.
Oh, yeah.
So, and those people have a lot of credibility, and they're connected with their communities. And if they say, this water is good enough to make this very high-quality beer, they communicate it in a very different way than we do as a utility or as an industry.
Mm-hmm. So they have a different kind of credibility, right?
Yes,
like that's so interesting that the public, the you know regular person can be like, okay, I believe you, I trust you, that just this brewer versus you know the utility that's got some serious science and serious technology, but they carry this different street cred than you know.
And we certainly saw that this year at WEFTEC. Where the chief of water sustainability from Stone Brewing was speaking to people at the Innovation Pavilion, and the way he talked about water, it was just from a different perspective. But he knew just as much about it as anybody at that entire conference.
Yeah.
And he has a credibility in this community that maybe the local utility doesn't have, or can speak to a different audience. And I think that's been the beauty of this project as it's spread around the country.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you mentioned Stone. So there's this kind of growing list of utilities and brewers that are doing this. Stone, I've worked with, I think, San Diego Pure Water there and made a full circle pale ale. And there was a bunch of stories in the news about it. We'll include some links when we post this podcast so people can check it out. And that's like, well, let's rattle off some others, but that's probably like one of the highest profile brewers that's done this.
Yes.
Stone, you know, you can find them in any store you go to. I'm very upset that I didn't get to try that beer.
I know. Right? Well, apparently it went very, very quickly.
Yeah.
There was a limited edition that was available only at their San Diego pub on tap. It was very popular. And same here. I wish I would have tried it.
Yeah. I think the mayor of San Diego might have even been at the event and been quoted and all that stuff. But we'll have to go on a trip down there and get something from their back room. So let's try to talk about some of the other places that this has happened. Hillsboro and Hillsboro, Florida.
Hillsboro County, Florida. Tampa St. Pete area. Mark Weiss down there with Hillsboro County Wastewater. He worked, again, on the model that we perfected in Oregon, where he worked with the brew crew, the local brew homebrewers, and produced, they had about 80 brewers that did
that. Wow.
And they did that at the Water Reuse Conference in 2016. There is a couple of smaller, independent, local homebrewers, Tim Reinders in Colorado, who's using water from California. There's a brewer in Wisconsin that has done it. I think the most successful example example that we've really seen, and really is a full circle outreach program, has been the Arizona Pure Water Brew program.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be involved in that.
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
And that was it was a real team, but it was spearheaded by Pima County and Tucson Water.
Mm-hmm.
And they secured a Arizona Community Foundation grant to look at water sustainability. And the way they wanted to do that was to build a rolling water treatment plant. So they would take this high purity water system to wastewater treatment plants around the state. They ended up going to 3 different treatment plants. And then partnering with brewers, they ended up having 26 brewers, commercial brewers, that brewed this beer. And I was fortunate enough to go down there during the competition when they chose the winner.
Yeah.
And talking to these brewers, they say they can't keep beer on tap. I mean, part of it is obviously the novelty of it, right?
Right, and right.
There's that. But also it's the novelty, and then people taste it and they say, you know what this tastes like? It tastes like beer. And I think that's the whole point we're trying to make.
Yeah.
Is water is water. I think my frustration of being in this industry for 25 years is regulators and the public judge water based on its history. It used to be sewage, as opposed to showing people the numbers. Here's the water we produce, and it is cleaner than drinking water standards.
Yeah.
So let's judge it based on its quality, well, and not its history.
That's on your can right
it
here.
Is,
that's
it
on
is.
My can I'm drinking out of. It says quality, not history, is kind of the little tagline. So,
it also says that all water aspires to be beer.
Yes. Water is a second-rate citizen to beer, often. I love it. I'm just looking at some of the other little phrases on here. It says 100% effluent by volume. The world's most sustainable beer, hashtag pure water brew. People out there, get on that hashtag and check it out. And it's awesome. I'm not sure who this guy is. There's a quote on the side that says, water should not be judged by its history, but by its quality. Dr. Lucas Van Vuren.
Yes.
So
a real pioneer in water reuse. And as we started talking about that, we felt it was important to acknowledge that he was one of the pioneers in water reuse. Really looked at it that way. I mean, I think we're also trying to think, there's a yuck factor associated with this. So how do you get over that yuck factor? And I think you've got regulators that are saying it's safe, and you've got brewers that are saying it's safe, and utility leaders, and then you can have fun with it. And I think beer drinkers are people that like to try something different.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had a coffee stout.
It was a coffee lager. So it was usually the coffee beers are a stout or a porter, right? Something dark that it matches, that goes together. But that was the first time I had a really light beer, like a lager, that had the coffee flavor. It worked. It was awesome.
And that was
from CDM Smith,
yeah,
and some Colorado
Tim
folks.
Reinders and CDM Smith in Colorado,
yeah,
who did that. And, many, many of the brewers are people that are engineers by trade, or they're chemists by trade. They're people that understand kind of part art, part science.
Yeah. And like you said before, you know, they're creative folks, and they're problem solvers, and they're not, they're running these operations and they got to figure things out, and it's awesome. I think, you know, you didn't fully divulge with Arizona that you actually got to be one of the judges. So
yes,
you
know, I got very fortunate.
Yeah.
It's a tough job, but I flew down to Arizona for when they judged all the beers. They have, believe it or not, they're certified beer judges, BJCP program.
Oh,
I had to sit in with one of them and judge the IPAs, which was very fun.
I'm jealous of that. That's definitely one of my favorites.
And I mean, the bottom line on this stuff for us is, and it's the message we say over and over again, is, you know, we're in a closed system, and all water is recycled water. So
totally. Yeah, that was another point I wanted to make and have you talk about, or at least get that out on the table, is that idea that, you know, it's all recycled. It's all, you know, traveling around the earth, the whole water cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
It goes up, it comes down, it goes around, and and that's it. So, you know, you're not getting some new water off the shelf somewhere.
Well, one of the things that Bill Gaffey, who's our general manager of Clean Water Services, says is the only remarkable thing about this project, about brewing beer with recycled water, is that it's not remarkable at all. Mm. Ever since the first city was built below, downstream of another city, this has been happening all along. You look at New Orleans and you think about how many times the water has gone through a wastewater treatment plant by the time it gets there. But water professionals are the people that pull it out and clean it and deliver it to your house, and it's safe.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Wanted to also, you know, you mentioned WEFTEC, and that's where we are, actually. The show has closed down. Everybody's left the convention center, except I think you and I are kind of holed up in here.
Yes.
They even turned down the lights, and we're looking down over all the exhibits. And so WEF has been really glad the past bunch of years, several years, to host it. You know, it was the Beer Smackdown. It was a sustainable beer tasting. This year was kind of Pure Water Brewing Alliance. And so we definitely like to champion this and keep it going every year. I wanted to mention that because of what's happening around the country with different utilities and brewers, and, you know, we wanted to kind of convene folks and bring all the energy together. So we started this Pure Water Brewing Alliance, playing off your guys' great name, kind of the leaders in all of this. And so it's this informal group of utilities and brewers and water associations and companies that are all interested in using this purified water to brew beer, and, you know, for that end of increasing public understanding of the water cycle and the technology that's out there, and that we need to advance water sustainability through reuse. So we're really excited just to have folks come together and, like, all right, now with all of our collective energy, how can we take this public awareness to the next level? And how can we have fun at some good parties with beer, for sure?
Yes.
But we're really excited about that. And the Craft Brewers Conference is something that happens every year. And next spring we'll be in Nashville, and our Pure Water Brewing Alliance will have a booth where we can start talking to even more brewers about this issue, about water reuse. And hopefully we'll have a session on water reuse and beer and that kind of thing. So it's a lot of good stuff happening, for sure.
It's a disruption.
Yeah.
It's innovation.
There you go.
It's something that's very different, and I think that's why it's captured the imagination. Certainly Stone talked about nearly 100 media stories about their first cycle brew, when in 2015, I think we had 300 or 400 media stories on this, for everything from the London Times to Al Jazeera to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Just, they cannot help but want to write about this very unique project. And I do think it's the credibility of craft brewers with the unusual nature of recycled water that really captured the media's imagination on this.
He was even playing some clips from some late night comedians, you know, making jokes about, like, oh, did you hear this? And yeah, there's some funny jokes to be made, but ultimately it was exposing, you know, those audiences to that idea, you know, that, and hearing that a major brewer was doing it. So it must be like, huh, this must be okay in some way, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's end this on even a more fun note, I guess. I'm like a big beer fan myself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I go into the beer store and my wife is like, you're going into the beer store, she knows that I'm not coming out in 5 minutes, that I'm going to be in there for a long time reading all the labels and checking stuff out. And I can tell you're a fellow beer fan as well. What styles do you like?
I will tell you, as a Northwesterner, and I think this is particularly true in the Northwest, we have a lot of styles of IPAs.
Yeah.
Although one of my favorite that I've been trying lately is more of a hazy IPA, which is a New England style IPA.
Yeah.
It's kind of got a little more of that citrus and pineapple flavor to it.
But really juicy.
Yes, very juicy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in fact, I brewed beer probably 20 years ago when I was just out of college. But recently I started brewing beer actually with my daughter. So she said, Dad, you're doing all this, why don't we brew beer together? So we created a recipe and worked with some of the brewers in Portland, and we brewed a pale ale.
All right. That's awesome.
What about you? What's your favorite?
So the funny thing is, like, for a while, I liked so many beers except IPA. I was like, you're drinking, it's like dandelions in there. Oh my God, it's so overwhelming and all that. And I don't remember, I was at like a brewery in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the smell from like a double IPA, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. And I got converted, finally. Mm-hmm. So I love the IPAs. I love the double IPAs and the Imperial IPAs, the hazy stuff, that juiciness, that's awesome. But I circle around depending on the season and the food I'm eating and what I've had recently, you know, like in the winter, I like stouts and that's good stuff. I like sour beers. I really love those.
In the summers, I'll drink Kolsch's or Helles.
Yeah.
Pieces like that that are a little lighter. So.
Right. Yeah. I like Scotch ale too. Kind of that malty dark goodness and all that stuff. So, one thing I wanted, before we close, you mentioned that the brewers like the water. Like, and I heard that being talked about at the beer event this afternoon. Do you have any perspective on that? I remember it gives them like a clean slate to work with in some ways.
It is really a blank slate. So the water we produced through our high purity water system, I tasted the water when it was done, and it doesn't have any mouthfeel. It's just blank.
Mm.
So when we first started working with the brewers, they wanted us to condition the water to certain parameters.
Okay.
They kept on talking about a Burton-on-Trent profile, which is a type of English water that a lot of Bass is made out of.
Okay.
But we said, no, we're just going to give you the water blank. And then they conditioned it themselves. So there was one brewer we worked with in Oregon, and he was trying to create the same water profiles in Pils River. To make a pilsner.
Wow.
So they want to kind of create a water profile so they can match the style. It's just one more thing they can play with.
Yeah, because wherever they're located, usually they get a certain water that's already got a mineral profile to it or whatever, that kind of thing. So they're like, they're kind of not limited, but it's tougher. But if they have a clean slate, then they can be like, all right, let's replicate this other place where a famous type of beer comes from.
They'll use salts and minerals and calcium carbonate and various things to create a profile to try to match the beer that they're making.
Yeah. Man, just like shopping in the beer store, I can sit here and like talk beer forever and ever and ever.
I'm getting thirsty.
Yeah, well, we have solutions to that here with us. So this is awesome, Mark. And I appreciate it a lot. And yeah, just thanks a lot for taking some time out to have a beer with me and talk.
Exactly. I'm happy to do it.
Words on Water.